All right, I'm going to close the public hearing and entertain a motion, Assembly.
Move to approve resolution number 06-24-1870.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Odison. Let's have discussion. Let's start with Borough Manager.
Yes, I really appreciate everybody that offered testimony tonight. I think that's the most voices we've heard all year, if you combine all the meetings. So really powerful, and Stuart, I really appreciate your comments, especially tonight. I'd also like to thank everybody that's a law enforcement professional here currently or served in the past. I know these conversations are difficult. Budgets are difficult in general. I want to give you a little bit of a narrative wrangle before I get into the police specifically. And the narrative is this, that for a long, long time, things weren't taken care of. Capital projects weren't done in the past. Maintenance of facilities wasn't done in the past. We know that. We look around. Look at the public safety building, shining an example of what happens when we don't take care of our assets. Well, now we're at this critical point that we've inherited, and I want to commend the department directors that we have, a really great team of individuals all together. We have the tough responsibility of using our scarce resources to basically address $200 million of deferred maintenance on top of funding operating expenses. And so we get to this situation where we have to look at wants versus needs. And I'm going to point out Parks and Rec for that, because that was discussed a little bit tonight. And really difficult to, you know, fund a new playground, for example, when we're looking at positions. You know, that's the narrative of Ring. We're trying to figure out how to fund our operations, but also make some headway. Look at our underground infrastructure. A lot of it's 40 years old, leaking, seeping. I haven't seen a substantial road project since Front Street. And that was in 2012. I was a freshman in high school. So that just kind of shows the gravity of the scenario. We have severe needs to the community to do critical services. And I'm talking the very basic needs, water, sewer, power. And then you take a step up, education. You look around regionally. Sitka, for example, laid off 16 teachers this year. Done. Ketchikan proposed 47 teachers. You look at Juneau, combining high schools, brand new Thunder Mountain High School, I mean, fairly new compared to ours. We were able to maintain the level of funding at our school district this year with the current mill rate. We did not raise taxes to do this budget because we committed, and the Assembly and I made a commitment to keep the mill rate the same, which is difficult. Now, there's always the opportunity to raise taxes, but nobody wants to do that. We're all fiscally conservative here, and we want to protect the public dollars best we can. We want to have your guys' trust in safeguarding your guys' assets, because they are your assets. I want to get a little bit into police first before I talk about the broader budget and maybe talk some high points. Police Chief and I, Radke, pretty close. We had a lot of conversations throughout the year, starting in October, about police workforce. And he acknowledged that as a police chief, wasn't a working police chief. He wasn't making arrests, which is uncharacteristic in some cases for a small town. And so this started the conversation. I have to be careful on what I say tonight, because the police department is going through the process of unionizing through the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which isn't uncommon. It sounds kind of funky because electrical workers, police union, there's other unions specifically for public safety, but we have the IBW as a union in our workforce already, so they're pursuing that process. So there's only so many things I can say, which I feel a bit hamstrung in doing that, but that's the reality. So I'm going to do my best to try to drive some points home. The most recent draft budget that's presented tonight only includes one layoff. Everything's funded through September 30th the same as it is, because of the new police chief and I, Gene Meek, who I think is going to be a phenomenal addition, wealth of experience to the community of Wrangell, served as a police chief in center, Soldatna, you know, teaches women self-defense, built a canine unit from the ground up in Soldatna that's really successful, and with intermodal transportation around the island here, a program like that would be great. He's created a school resource officer program. I think he's going to be a phenomenal working police chief, and we don't have the luxury of having a non-active director, and that's the reality. If you ask any director at the table as a part of my team, every one of them's working. For example, finance director two right now, but I got to do everything from the little accounting all the way to top level decisions. that's just the reality of we wear a lot of hats. Amber's the same way. Amber brings in millions and millions of dollars for the community, but it's also in charge of managing projects all the way down to the grant reporting. You know, and those are just small examples, but I can go all the way around the room. Jordan and Kate and Tom and Steve. I mean, we're working for your community. Sarah back there smiling at me because sorry, Sarah. all the directors. Wearing lots of hats. Limited pool of people, and we do a lot as a lean machine. So one position in the budget is slated to get laid off. Now, the unionization of the police department that they're going through will inform how that layoff, if it even happens, occurs. So they will have to bargain with the city on how that works, because that's part of a bargaining unit. So we're uncertain, and that's part of the reason that, Damon's comments, appreciate you speaking tonight, Damon. That's part of the reason I can't provide notice to people of what we're going to do, because the police department is going through the unionization process. And if I say what we're going to do, then it's an unfair labor practice, and we're getting sued as a city, which is, again, your guys' money. So it's kind of a quandary, and I feel bad that I'm not able to give everything. But I'll kind of keep walking through some stuff. DJ pointed out tonight, reallocation of positions. We're strategically trying to reallocate assets in the borough to get ahead. You pointed out the senior project manager. Just hired, I should have mentioned it in my borough manager's report, but we just hired Mike Howe, outstanding member of our community, as our senior project manager. Our team is slated potentially to bring in $52.3 million for the community of Wrangell for projects. That is the biggest year we will have ever had on record. And that's at no cost to the ratepayer, at no cost to the taxpayer. That is $52.3 million of infrastructure that this community can't afford. And we're lucky to be able to have those opportunities because we have the staff to do that. So we're spending $150,000 on a position, including benefits, to get millions. I think that's worth the investment. I think Jim DeBoard mentioned the opportunity cost of it. So reallocation resource. The other thing we did was move a police department position essentially to public works. Roads, like I said, it's not just surfacing the roads. Everybody remembers in 2018 we resurfaced over Evergreen without redoing the utilities. Really old utilities, that's not a very good prudent plan, and you know, no discredit to people who were probably tight then too. But we haven't touched underground utilities. And with scarce water, which we have 40 days of water, Tom, in our reservoir, would you say?
45 maybe.
And no metered residential households generally. How do you preserve that resource and maintain a vital community? It's difficult. And so I just say that. Borough's current staffing levels at the police department, one police chief, one lieutenant, one sergeant, four officers, an admin assistant, and we have five in our corrections department. So we have eight employees specifically in the police department, seven officers, certified officers. This is, as Chief Radke proposed before his departure, would cost $1,005,959 in salaries and benefits. This would represent approximately 4.86 mils out of the inside service rate of 9.75 mils. So 4.86 out of 9.75, you know, what, about half of your property taxes go to police, and that's fine. This would represent said differently, the police wages and benefits funded at current level would be 48% of tax revenue. If you combine police, fire, and dispatch prior to cuts, total budget would be $2.151 million. For sake of comparison, total property tax revenue collected wouldn't even cover these three functions, of which we have a lot more general fund departments, economic development, facilities maintenance, capital projects, streets, public works, finance, the clerk in the assembly, the library, that none of that's covered through your property taxes. And so that begs the question, how do we get there? Do we raise the taxes? Do we increase the sales tax rate? It's a quandary again. So just trying to, I'm not justifying that the budget is fluid and we can make decisions tonight to change based on public perception, but I just want to give you guys a sense of the very difficult decision that our assembly's vested with. I mentioned some comparable police departments tonight. Cordova is 500 people greater than us. Haines, five certified officers in each of those cities. Skagway, less people, but a lot more tourism. And we have seven certified officers. We're proposing to go down to six. And we do have troopers resource. I'm really grateful you're here. I'm glad you moved here with your family. We got Jimmy as a resource. We have safety personnel and security personnel at the port. We have an exceptional volunteer fire department that responds to nearly everything to benefit the public. That's not saying that they need to do the work of police officers. That's not what I'm saying at all. And I'd also like to refute the notion that we said we're going to cut coverage. I don't ever recall saying that. It was something that we said between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. There was two calls at that time all year. Now there's been three. But one was fireworks on January 1st. One was a welfare check at 5:50 a.m. I can't remember what the third, but it wasn't super severe. And now I'm not saying that those couldn't be super severe. And so we're not saying that we're looking at eliminating coverage. If you take six certified officers, divide that by 40 hours in a work week, you're a little bit 6 hours and change. There could be times where people are out sick, vacation. We'd have to make some adjustments, but I want to wait till our new police chief gets here to make informed decisions on how we do that. So just a note on that. We've had multiple first responders that we partner with, like I said. We have considerably low crime rates and call volumes. Again, I want to stress the importance of a working police chief. I don't know, Bruce might be able to speak to it a little bit, acting police chief Smith, when that kind of stopped in the borough's process. My understanding is that back in the day, we had 3 or 4 officers total with a town of 3,000-ish, and police chief worked. And what I'm saying work, I'm just talking outside of that, administrative functions, because we're always working. I want to refute the notion about Gene Meek's an exceptional police chief candidate that we're welcoming into our community. So I don't like the notion that he's an outsider. It kind of comes off as we're not welcoming to somebody who's experienced, and he's from state. He's from Soldotna, and we're really excited to welcome him and his wife Michelle to our community. So he's part of the state, and he's excited to be here. So I think would be really remiss in not pointing that out. Does the assembly have any questions on the police before we get into the overview of the budget?
I'd like to tackle the police issue before we get into the rest of the budget.
Okay.
And let's have a frank discussion about that.
Sure.
I'll start. I do have an affinity, given my background and my ancestors and so forth. One of the things we did this year that was different in doing the budget is we set our limit in terms of property tax. And we were so very proud that we did not raise the mill rate and incur any more financial burden on the property tax of the homeowners. Now we're in this situation where we've got a tight budget and we've got to figure out a way to find money if we do restore the police department numbers. And we're talking about one position. We don't know what that is. And the situation is lack of money, and then maybe a perception that I may have a misperception in terms of staffing. You know, I'm looking at numbers, but I'm not looking at the impact of a catastrophic event. I'm thinking 7 officers should be able to cover a town of 2,039, if you will. And I don't know how other communities do. Maybe they have a better communication system with their other law enforcement. But we did have a first blush look at the budget, and it was reported in the paper, and it was just our first draft. Now we're on our final draft. So here's where we make the decisions. And I cannot make motions, but what is the consensus of the assembly? I'm thinking, I still think with staffing, we could work with 6 officers. but I would rather it happen by attrition, and I would rather it happen under the direction of a new police chief, as opposed to us making the decision tonight. That's where I'm leaning. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, I agree that because of several issues, the upcoming union discussions, and the fact that the key person here, the chief, is not here yet, that this is a little bit premature. And I don't know how you could set aside or move forward and then revisit this in a future time when there's more people involved and more discussions.
And I will indicate to the public that I've had conversations with previous police chiefs, and there was always the idea of reducing the police force. Am I thinking of that incorrectly? Did I have any discussions with
since October, yeah.
Yeah, well, even before that. I don't know if assembly members who have been on as long as I have, is that there has been talk of reduction of the police force before this budget and before any kind of notion of IBEW. Have you had those conversations or been involved with those?
We were talking about reduction. Why did we hire a new officer last year?
Well, that was before then. Well, actually, it was before then, too. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. What other comments, Assemblymember Powell?
Well, as our city manager stated, this is not going through until September, and we can make amendments to our budget anytime we want. Okay, so I'm not going to. I agree with you, Patty, about the six officer thing. I also agree with you that Councilmember Dalrymple about let the chief come in here. But I still think that with all the research that our city manager has done with all the other towns and his staffing, it is going to be great to have Gene here and help with that staffing. But we can come back next month and amend this budget. I don't want to change the budget and take it out. And I do have a couple things to say. I've been on the assembly for 9 years, okay? I've also 100% supported this police department all the years I've been here. You can go ahead and call Chief Murkowski right now, and 7 years ago, they wanted to cut a position off of this, out of here. It was stated to be cut. We talked about it, and I supported him 100% to keep the 7 positions. At that time, we had 600 more people. That's where we're looking at right now. But to say that this city has never supported the police department is wrong. I have always supported the police department. I have family, very good friends that have been police officers here, and I have always supported them. And I do not think that any of the assembly members here have not supported. I have never heard any assembly member that I've sat in this seat with saying, I do not support the police department. And if they have, I didn't hear it. But I'm appalled that someone would say that we do not support the police department. Because like I said again, I have family on the police department right now. I have friends on the police department. I have grew up with friends on this police department, and we support it. Now, this is a number thing, and I understand that, and it's a terrible way to look at everything every time, because we're also talking about people. But the only other thing I have to say is I do not like when city entities, because I feel that us as assembly that is on this board right now and our administration has got the best working force that this city has seen in a long time. Okay, we don't have this against them and us against them, and I'm appalled that we would have somebody come up to the podium and actually say that we don't support asking other entities of the city to, you know, because they were put on board. And we heard from the manager that why they were put on board. And I mean, we have been fighting for my 9 years here to fix that building up there that was a monstrosity as far as I'm concerned. But I mean, it's money that has to be got somewhere. So I'm not going to amend to change the budget. I, I would approve the budget the way it is. And if the chief comes on board and says, we're making a mistake, then I'll amend the budget. I'll do it myself. But I want to hear from him also. That's my statement.
Okay. And you say that this, it's fully funded to September 30?
That's correct. Yep. September the 30th.
And the new police chief gets here?
Now that I'm thinking about it, I really do believe, given the police department, including dispatch corrections, is going through the process of unionizing, I don't want to put the borough at risk of an unfair labor practice. And so I don't think we should really do anything with the budget as it is until that's settled out. It does fund it all the way through September 30th. We're certainly not going to have a problem funding it more. That wouldn't be an unfair labor practice to fund it more. If time allows, or if time doesn't allow. But I think that would probably be the prudent approach. And, I do want to have a conversation with the new police chief as he's arriving. We've had several about it, but I'll let him speak to that a little bit more when he gets on board. So.
All right. So there will be plenty of public notice if there is a layoff.
That's correct.
And this, in this department, fully funded to September 30, or if we need more time, fully funded beyond that?
Fully funded from a personnel perspective, yes.
Okay. Any other questions about the police department? Okay. Now, the rest of the budget.
So I'd like to walk through really briefly overview.
Submitted my questions on the budget to the borough manager. So he's going to take us through those as well as...
Yes, I'll go through your questions last, Madam Mayor. But first of all, I want to kind of comment a bit about the structure of the budget, what it looks like. I want to thank Matt. Where's Matt? Wave Matt, everybody. You did a really nice job of putting a great product together this year. Thank you guys for showing up. Really great product. We received a budget award last year in 2023. First time, one of four cities in Alaska to receive that. So that means we're heading in the right direction and doing the right things. Wish they'd stay because I have more to say. But from an operating perspective, the budget is a $23.161 million budget. $23 million for operations, that's inclusive of our general fund, our enterprise funds, all our special revenue funds, the debt service fund, and our small capital project fund in residential construction and industrial. We have $28.5 million in capital projects slated, namely the big one being the water treatment plant, $24 million, we'll see where it lands, but a lot of that being grant funded. And there's a breakdown of the grant funds that are in play, the loans that are in play in there. So altogether, $51.7 million, and if you look at that, a lot of grant money in play there. We'd never have a $51.7 million budget without it. I want to turn your guys' attention, and we're...
Give us the budget page.
Yep, so we're going to start with page 26, and this is not in the packet. This is actually PDF, or this is like budget page 26.
Yeah, budget page 26.
General fund revenue, $7.384 million. Property taxes, nominal increase, but not even close to inflation. Sales tax has been falling over Q3, so our projections are down for sales tax at $3.625 million. If you guys recall, we had $4 million come in last year. About 100 of that was from the delinquency from 2006 that got repaid off of foreclosure, so you could say 3.9. We're looking maybe at 3.8 this year. Given the state of the economy, is not very good. It's shaky at best. We have 30-year fixed. It's hard. Young people, like myself, hard to find financing for a home here. You guys walk across the street through the grocery store, super expensive. People are cutting back. Consumer credit's tightening. So we're seeing that transcend through sales tax. I hope that improves over the summer. I hope these tourists coming into town today are rich and give us some wealth here in the community. Must be boring Joan. sorry. Go to the expenditure side. General fund appropriations for total, as presented, $6.215 million. If you look at the approved budget in 24, it was $6.151 million. So really not that big of an increase. Certainly not commensurate to the level of inflation the borough has experienced over the past few years. And then in 23, 5.9, 22, 5.4. When we look at the general fund appropriations page that's broken down by percentage, obviously police is your highest percentage at 1.168 million for the police department, 20%. Your next biggest would be public works and finance. You look at 551 for public works, 739 for finance. And you look at the level on top of the general fund appropriations that we're subsidizing special revenue fund operations. So we got the Nolan Center, $250,000 is what it takes from property taxpayers, sales taxpayers, $250,000. Everybody remembers 20 years ago that they promised the voters that that was not going to happen. Well, it's been happening every year since, and it's our job to correct it, but we can't correct it in 1 year. And Jeannie is doing a phenomenal job of getting things shaken up at the Nolan Center. And, you know, we'll break even. We're going to get a plan to do it. But I want to explain $250,000 out of the taxpayer. $554,000 to Parks and Rec last year, $577,000, $20,000, last year $640,000. $90,000 cut to Parks and Rec. A few comments tonight about preserve, I think it was from Joan, about facilities. The Parks and Rec funding that remains is geared towards facilities and maintenance of our facilities, so we shouldn't see any deterioration. That's a huge goal of the assembly and mine, is to preserve what we have, take care of what we have before we consider new things. And so that budget does that. And then we have $1.5 million of general fund capital projects, 1.545 to be exact. When you look at the budget, that we're still running a $1.179 million deficit. So we're spending down our fund balance on our general fund that the taxpayer has contributed to since perpetuity. So we're a balanced budget in terms of operations, but then when we start having the luxury of funding capital projects, of which are this year your cemetery, we don't have enough space in our cemetery, so we have to expand that. That's a no-brainer for $260,000. We have our public safety building underground storage tank. Got to do it. It's provided by the state. We have to. Otherwise, we're going to get penalized, and it's not going to amend itself. $138,000. Airport generator project that was awarded to BNS Electric. Is ongoing, hopefully going to get refunded a portion or all of that through the state. Commissioner Anderson and I had a good discussion on that, as well as Chris Goins, the South Coast Director of DOT. Public safety building rehabilitation project. There's $38,000 in there for administrative work. We plan on pursuing up to probably a $4 million project. Murkowski's put $2 million for us. We would probably bring a $2 million community facilities loan through USDA, rural development, as funding that gap. And then you go into our first road project in years, McKinnon Street, inclusive of underground utilities. I think everybody in this room would probably agree, probably worst paved road in Wrangell per foot. And so we're looking at that in the budget. And then $1.46 million for the middle school roof replacement project, of which we received a $694,000 grant thanks to Amber. For the CDBG grant, and thank you to the Commissioner Sandy at the state for getting that across the line. So the 1.46 is not all borough money. It's 694,000 of that would be through the CDBG grant. The rest would come from the bonds that the voters approved, which will also lever $6.5 million of funding. Moral of the story: we're going on the whole 1.179 million before any cuts you guys make tonight. Or additions that you make tonight. Total support from the general fund and the Nolan Center Parks and Rec, $803,000. That's just a comment. We look at, I'm gonna turn you guys' attention to the capital projects page, because obviously out of the $23 million in operating, there's another $28 million for capital projects throughout the budget. And of those capital projects—
And your page number?
This is page 167. And of those capital projects, 11.6 million of that is grant funded for the year. 10.3 main, the water treatment plant mainly, is funded through loans. So percentage wise, really heavy portion of grants, not as much as last year, just because we have the water treatment plant dragging us down a little bit. But there's been years where we have 80% of our capital projects funded by grants, which is a luxury, because that's not always the case. And that's just a testament of these directors working hard for the community. Basically, you go down, general fund CIP, just walk through it. Nolan Center generator upgrades being funded through this budget. That's a grant. Mountain Dewey Trail expansion, a little bit of residual left over for what's unbilled at the year end, but that project is slated to be done at the end of the month, generally. Exciting offering for the Community City Park Pavilion replacement, grant through the state from 2021 windstorm. High school elevator, received word today that we're going to get some bids. We're going to send out a bid for the high school elevator package. The goal is July 1st, and we're going to have some people that are going to bid on it. So that's been a desire for 4 years now, maybe more. I don't know. Above storage tank, or above ground storage tank at the high school. We got to put a new tank in there, but also amend the underground storage tank. When we turn our attention to the Secure Rural Schools Fund, we also have the school condition survey that the school is going to reimburse us for. And that's in anticipation of eventually the governor not funding the full 6.5, even though I believe he will. Light and power, diesel 5, control upgrades, most of that work has been done. Unit 5 ran a lot of the diesel run successfully, increasing our resiliency. 12 megawatt power plant upgrade project, generation building rehab design, unit 1 center section overhaul. We're going to start doing center section overhauls. Our units are old. There hasn't been an overhaul of our 5 units for quite some time, so we're going to try to do one each year. That's slated at $520,000, but if one of those things goes... I don't know who's whispering, but can you maybe stop, please? $520,000 for one generator. If we break down in the winter, SEPA, the intertie goes down for a month, we are responsible, is our obligation as a municipality to provide power to the public, and coming up short is not an option. And so these are the very serious nature of our projects. And then you go to Ports and Harbor, Myers Chuck float replacement. Port and Harbor security camera is almost done. Anode's done. Just some unbilled payments that need to happen. Shoemaker Harbor ramp replacement. We're going to try to do that through the Dingell Johnson grant. We're going to try to do a double boat launch at Heritage. Again, grants that we're matching. Water treatment plant, $15.7 million slated to get spent until March of next year, at which point we will have cleaner drinking water. We'll have more abundantly processed drinking water. And it's going to give us the tools we need to succeed in the water department. And then you have the Reservoir Bypass Project, completely grant-funded through the state, through Senator Murkowski, in its entirety, unless the cost goes crazy up. Sewer, as Zemovia Highway System, sewer system capacity upgrades, water, wastewater treatment, disinfection, that's just kind of preparation. Murkowski put forward $10 million in her proposal for appropriations for wastewater treatment plant disinfection, which is essentially being passed down to us as an unfunded mandate that we're going to be expected to meet. These are the things that community members typically don't care about because it's not a sexy project, right? Wastewater disinfection, nobody wants to talk about that. They want a new road. But these are things we have to do as a municipality. Otherwise, we're going to get penalized, more money out of your guys' pockets. It's not sustainable. And that's what I'm trying to convey tonight. Aldertop, phase 2 utilities and roadway construction, $1.75 million. Housing, big problem for Wrangell. Everybody knows that. We got a lot of flack for not subsidizing or providing the means for financing these properties. These will be the cheapest 20 parcels in Southeast Alaska that sell. We've subsidized it. We're going to lose our butts on selling the property. And once they're out there, we're going to give the opportunity for first-time home buyers to get affordable parcels of property to build and retain them here in our town, because we want that to happen. 5th and 6th Avenue construction, just bidded today, in there for $200,000. We're going to have to amend it for what the overage was. I think the assembly will have the appetite to do that, but that's 8 parcels of industrial lots. And then we have an ESA for the former mill property. That's not even all our projects we have slated, but that's what we need to get done to meet our match. To meet the moment that we have. I can go through each department as needed by the assembly, but again, to the public listening and public in front of me, we're working for you. Please know that, and mean that in this most sincere way. It's just a difficult decision on how we meet the public's needs, most critical to the wants. And we can have some discussion on what that looks like tonight. I can recommend cuts if that's or cuts or swaps or additions or whatever you say, happy to do that. Patty, if you want me to walk through your change or your questions, I'm happy to do that next.
Yeah, some of them were just notes. As Assembly, can we go for a few more minutes?
I'll try to be very brief on this.
Some of this stuff, you don't. Some of them was just notes for me.
Madam Mayor would like to expand potentially the annual contribution for fire calls at volunteer fire department. It's currently at $7,500, which is funded at the last level, last year's level. But she had mentioned potentially funding that to $12,000 or $15,000 as a token of appreciation. Those things could be used for their annual dinner that they have or other incentives for the fire department for the service that they provide for, you know, what we give them $100 for off their property taxes, not even close to enough for what they do. So I'm going to burn through these, Patty, and then maybe you want to talk about them.
Oh, okay. Should we? All right, go ahead.
Okay, sure.
Well, I kind of like to handle things sequentially.
Okay. Can I say a head nod on these?
Yeah, we have
to. It's a public hearing, it's the final adoption, and any change to the budget has to be amended.
Yeah, has to be amended. That was my idea.
Cool. Madam Mayor, really quick, I would say that's true because we're appropriating an amount to the general fund. We're not approving an individual page.
A line item.
Or a line item.
Are you changing the resolution?
If we're changing the resolution, it'll be an amendment.
We have to amend the resolution then. If it's changing the amount of the
resolution. I'm saying if there's multiple general fund line items, we would not be multiple resolutions for amendments.
I would say if there are going to be changes to the budget that has been published, that they should be amendments. If you want to, if the Assembly's tolerance is to do a consensus, then that's fine. But it should be a motion and a second, and then a consensus.
I would prefer amendments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Assembly Member DeBoer, did you have a comment?
I would just, instead of doing them one at a time, I'd like to see what all the proposals
all of them together.
So I can get an idea of how much money we're talking about and what can be allocated where.
Fair enough.
Then we can do a more in-depth one at a time.
Okay.
If necessary.
All right. So the first
contribution to fire calls, $7,500 is where it's funded now. Proposed funding level, Mayor Gilbert, was $12,000 or $15,000.
Okay, that's the first one.
You want me to bring it up?
To how much again?
From $7,500 to $12,000.
I'm going to go through yours and the amendments so at the same time because I got them flagged.
Okay, and just to speak on the fire thing, the rationale is with our contribution to the chamber in terms of utility, covering their utilities. I think currently we have $25,000 scheduled for that. Mm-hmm. We're not they're not going to use $25,000 for utilities. No. So that could help fund the fire contribution.
Sure. I would say that some of these are going to be so nominal that it's not worth making a big deal about, but I think we should point them out for the public. So fire, that's proposed. There was a question from Mayor Gilbert on page 61, vehicle maintenance, wondering why there's $100,000 for vehicle maintenance. That's because we have to make greater repairs. We typically have between $40,000 and $60,000 in there anyway, but it's slated for be about $50,000. We're going to send it up to Juneau, send it back, repair the transmission. That's why that's expended. $87,000, as she also brought up, for charges from garage. We say this each year. This is an allocation based off of projected need, based off of historical standards. So because we have $87,000 in there, it does not mean we will spend $87,000. All we do is we take the garage's wages of the two employees. We allocate it on a prorated basis based off of percent utilization across departments. We apply that. Could be $10,000 if streets doesn't have any problems all year long, but I very much doubt that given the street sweepers having some issues before the 4th of July, which, yikes, I'm going to have everybody come out and with their brooms.
And under Public Works also, I had a question about are they anticipating any purchase of any large machinery? A high dollar.
Not in the streets department.
Okay.
Under community contributions, this is page 178. I would propose this is an amendment to the assembly tonight. Include an asterisk underneath the community contributions numbers in that table there, saying something to the effect of in-kind utilities will be provided to these respective agencies on the above listed requested amounts. You know, 15, 13, 5, 25,000, 12,5. Chamber's not going to use 25,000, so you can reduce it potentially, but it could be an up to, right? We don't want to.
Right.
And the reason I, for the public that wasn't here last time, is the reason we pared down community contributions is with it being such a tight year and a difficult year, we don't feel like it's right for us to allocate property tax dollars or taxpayer dollars to voluntary causes without their consent. And I think that for voluntary causes or the wants, that they should have to do that in their own volition, but we shouldn't be making that decision for them. So that's why. Nothing really changes at the senior center and KSTK because we're still providing the same amount,
same
just through utilities and not actually exchanging cash.
So those three community organizations, Chamber, Senior Center, and KSTK.
That's correct.
For the public.
Under the library, and I apologize, Mrs. Scambler, for this, I took out $10,000 from the information technology section that is
page, please.
Oh, sorry, page 82. This is line item 11,034,7503. You can see the historical spending there. I accidentally took out $10,000 that is predominantly grant funded for those expenses. So net zero for us, but I need to put that in there for expenditures. So I propose an amendment to add $10,000 to the general fund for that.
So add 10,000.
Yep. And it's kind of nominal, but because the budget's based off your expenditures, in terms of what we're passing in the resolution, the $6,500 that's listed for the summer reading program is actually going directly to the Friends of the Library. It will be stripped out in the next version. So we don't need to amend that because we're approving expenditures.
Okay.
Mayor Gilbert's next question, the permanent fund. We want to hold off. There, she had asked if there should be a permanent fund transfer to the water fund, as we just justified that for our covering for operations. We can fund the debt service for the water treatment plant. We're going to hold off on doing that until I have a cleaner picture of what the debt service is going to look like and where we're at after grant reimbursements at year end. So I'll be a little bit more patient. That's going to come forward as a budget amendment.
Okay, for the public, are we still thinking about $150,000 from the water utility, the rate payers, and then approximately $300,000 from permanent fund? Is that the way it's shaping up?
I can't tell you off the top of my head right now. I'd have to provide that. And I could certainly do it after recess if that's something that was desired. But
no.
Between the permanent fund and our water fund revenues, we'd be covering our debt service at an acceptable level.
To about $450,000.
Yeah. Okay. Mayor Gilbert wondered why on page 125 we didn't have any heating oil and light and power.
yeah, that bothered me.
Light and power is not, the complete building is not powered by heating oil, but the generation building is to keep the generators warm. I just combined those two line items. It seems silly to have heating oil and fuel and oil. So I combined those into the same line item, the line item right above it. We won't hit, diesel prices were low for the annual diesel run. So I don't think we're gonna even come close to the fuel and oil line item in there. Other than that, the main amendment I would make tonight is just on the general fund appropriation, which I kind of pointed out to Assemblymember Morrison earlier tonight. So that's line, that's number one on the resolution. That's going to need to be adjusted for any general fund appropriation that we mentioned.
What about the employer's cost on page 142? Was that still correct?
Let me take a look. Employer costs.
It's under the enterprise funds.
That's not 142 in my paper.
I believe it is. I just think it's cut off. It looks like it's just slightly cut off the sum of it.
It is in this. In this is 142. Oh, it is. Yeah. Page 142. Is the employer's cost? It's fund number 6100. Is that $132,275?
It is. I believe it's just cut off, and if okay. that description and the justification needs to be updated, I will.
Okay. That seemed high to me. Let's see.
And I'd make the assertion that all it takes is one new employee with a family plan, for example, to really raise the. I mean, that's $35,000. And we budget. I will say we would budget payroll costs based off of any potential openings or vacancies. We always budget for a family plan.
Yeah.
In anticipation that it's the, you know, we want to be conservative in how we budget because we don't know that we're going to get an employee only plan, and that's actually significant in terms of dollars.
Okay. Any other questions, Assembly? To my count, I think we need four amendments.
I have a question.
All right. We've got a question from Assembly Member Powell.
The contribution to the fire from $7,500. We only funded it at $6,500 in 2022, and I do not see Jordan here to ask him or any. So my question is, I do believe that, and I mean, someone's going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, but that is basically for a dinner.
Right.
Okay. So why do you want to go from $75,000 to $12,000 to $15,000? Are you thinking that's going to cost that much more?
No, I'm thinking of stuff that they need throughout the year.
But that line item is not for that.
I don't know. I think you could probably open it up to an annual contribution for fire calls.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the form of a dinner and a $50 subsidy of some sort per call or whatever it is.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just talking to, there's been a couple of years ago, Chief Buness, the former Chief Buness, mm-hmm. That's what that was for, was basically the cost of the annual dinner that they had, mm-hmm. depreciation and stuff. So if you're going to add stuff to give them other stuff, I don't think it should be under that line item, just because that's not what it's for.
Okay. Consider this. You guys don't actually have to make the decision on a detailed expenditure. You can just add the amount that you want towards that cause, and we can plug it in whatever field, you know, whatever fits that.
Okay.
Because you guys are appropriating. Me and the staff have the option to be able to move $5,000 from fire to the cemetery if we want
right.
to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're just giving our blessing, if you will.
Yep, that's right.
Go ahead.
So the manager and I are in agreement that if it's just a change to the actual budget, that it can be just a consensus.
Okay, and, that'd be better.
And that the mm-hmm. amendment to the section one, or section one for the general fund, if that is going to be amended, then that should be an amendment to the resolution to amend section one.
All right. Let's do the agreements first.
Okay.
Consensus. So is that all right with the fire department? Do you want it to go from 75 to 1,000?
Yeah, I have one question first.
Okay.
I do want to amend that in 10 utilities for both KSDK, I mean all three KSDK chamber and senior center. Can we do it the same way we're talking about right now?
Yeah,
okay,
we can do
you.
It by, yeah, okay. I've got that on my list.
Okay.
So fire, and my idea is that I observed that people were bringing in water, that kind of thing, water, protein snacks, things of that sort, to give them a little bit of materials to work with. All right, do I have consensus on?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you've noted that?
Yep.
All right.
What was the amount on that, Patty?
$12,000.
Total.
$7,500 to $12,000. And then the in-kind utilities for the three community contributions that we give, we're going to put an asterisk and call them in-kind utility.
They wouldn't even be subsidies.
They wouldn't even be reimbursements.
They're not even an expense, so it wouldn't be even an appropriation. Anna, can you pass me that note? Mm-hmm.
You need the other number?
Yeah.
You need the one that's in here?
Okay. And then, so I have consensus on that. And then the third item concerning the library budget, adding in $10,000 to the IT line item. Do I have consensus on that? Okay.
So, just for clarification, the only appropriations you guys are making in addition to the budget is $4,500 additional for the fire department. And then $10,000 for the library. The others would not be considered an appropriation, right?
Correct.
Fair to say? Okay.
Correct. And what we have budgeted for the community contributions will come in under budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that this amount of money will cover that. Okay. All right. And we're making no changes to the police budget. We'll be talking about that after September 30 or even later.
Or before.
Or before.
Before.
With public notice. Okay, anything else, Assembly? This is when we nitpick the budget.
Assembly Member DeBoard has some.
Assembly Member DeBoard.
So I'm asked to look into the whole grader issue.
Yeah.
Is it?
Tom, do you mind speaking to the greater issue? And Assembly Member DeBoard's question to me, and I didn't get through it on this budget cycle, is selling the greater, find anyone. I explained to him the cost of these things, or what was the last one, $600,000?
Yeah, close to $700,000, and it's the new one. It's from, like, 2017, 2018. And our other greater is from, like, 1980.
Well, let me rephrase that. I wasn't selling by new, but selling contract out. Because my comprehension is this thing's been a nightmare since we had it. It doesn't have a ton of hours on it and is a piece of equipment that other people in town own. It's not a unique piece of equipment such as the back truck. The question is it worth repairing it at that cost for how much we use it?
I mean, I think the more gravel roads and things like that we add, whether that's 5th and 6th Avenue or whether that's the Institute property or turn in some other paved roads back to gravel roads, you know, the more things like that we add, yeah, the more and more critical that piece of equipment is going to be. And then the other time where it's kind of most critical for us is heavy snow events. Granted, those, you know, can be fairly infrequent depending on the year. We also can have years where, you know, we're a month straight, you're getting tons of snow every weekend. But basically, you know, there's a transmission issue, and we had a technician come to town. We're having metal shavings in the transmission oil, and it's like $48,000, I want to say, for them to do the work and rebuild the transmission in Juneau for us to send it to NC Machinery. That price did not include the barge fees for us to ship it. To buy a new grader of that size, you're probably talking about $750,000 now. Unfortunately, this is our newer grader. It's only got about 600 hours on it. You know, our other grader is like 40 years old and it's got, you know, thousands of hours. But like the new one, you know, it's kind of like everything. It's becoming more and more digital. I think there's like 8 or 9 computer panels in that new grader. So, you know, it's like a lot of things. Like we got to hook it up to a computer. We got to pay all that money for the diagnostics. We got to bring in technicians because there's certain things we can and can't clear on the computer. So it's, you know, I hear you because it's a hard thing because it's not getting any cheaper.
Thank you. All right. Any other comments before we have an amendment to the main motion?
So yes, we would be amending the main motion. Assembly Member Morrison has the amount for the general fund. There's a misstatement on the general fund section one of your resolution because it did not encompass the amount of the middle school roof replacement project less the $694 we got from the CDBG grant. So that needs to be amended. The budget is stated correctly, but we needed to amend that resolution figure on section one.
Section one.
So the only changes you guys are making in terms of an appropriation would be the $10,000 to the library, the $4,500 to the fire department from appropriation. We still have noted a consensus to do the community contributions, asterisk, and anything else?
No, that's it.
So that's where we're at.
And then previously, which is encompassed in the budget, we are cutting the 3% increase to the harbor.
We can't
users. Do
that
but,
tonight.
No, not okay. Tonight.
Yeah.
But we have to do that at our next meeting.
Right. Yes, Assemblymember Powell and I talked about that. We'll bring that forward.
Yeah.
Kim would let me in July 1st, but...
No. It requires a public hearing.
July 16th.
Okay, well, we'll do it as soon as we can in July and give commercial fishermen and charters and anybody doing business a break in the borough.
Yeah, we've heard the economic condition. Mm-hmm. All right. Assembly, are you ready for an amendment to the main motion?
Just a moment of clarification. Do we need to amend this section one number then?
Yep.
Formally.
That's what that number should be, Ann.
So you will be making an amendment to Resolution 624-1870, Section 1.
To amend, okay, then I...
The amount to...
Okay, so then I would like to make that amendment from 8,141,887 to 9,273,614.
Second.
Okay, so amendment by Morrison, second by Powell. And does the assembly understand the reason for the change? Clerical error. All right. Poll vote on the amendment, please.
Yes. On the amendment, Morrison?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Now, main motion as amended. Any discussion on that? This is approving the budget for FY25. Assemblymember DeBoer.
I just want to say, I know there's a lot of emphasis on the police, but I want to kind of say my two cents for the very end for this. So just so people know, my dad worked for the Department of Corrections for 30 years, so I know I'm in police, but understand the lifestyle. Yeah. It's nice to see a bunch of people here, mm-hmm. quite frankly, because it's easier to make decisions. When we looked at the property tax, nobody was here. And the big thing I'm hearing at the end of the night, and this year's budget is going to be passed, but next year the taxes are going to have to go up significantly. So it's kind of hard. Like, we need more direction from the public. Nobody shows up when we're talking property taxes. 40 people show up tonight. So it just would be nice for some more input. Inflationary trends are killing us. I know everybody understands that, but just kind of pointing that out, everything is costing two or three times what it used to. There was some pointing out of management hiring of positions, but I will take that one 100%. It was sickening to realize the millions, if not tens of millions of dollars that the city was losing because of opportunity costs, of grants that were expiring. One of the playgrounds was supposed to have been redone with a grant. It expired. We were set up here a couple years ago for the public's knowledge, and a $100,000, $200,000 grant came by that expired. And we said, you know, we're sick of watching hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, go out the door that we can't get. And now we hired some people. Yes, that did have a direct cost to this budget. However, now you're getting tens of millions of dollars in return for those positions. So just really wanted to point that out. And that's why I've been so hot and heavy on the sales and property tax, because at the end of the day, we are having a shrinking population and an increasing exemption for senior property tax exemption. So it's just a really tight budget. And what's really sad to say, this isn't going to get better. This is going to be worse next year. I'll almost guarantee it. So thank you for everybody coming out. And just understand, I really appreciate having a lot of people come here and give some input to me.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Just a brief statement that this budget will be amended as you guys approve tonight, and I also insert a borough manager's note in there. I didn't want to do it twice because I didn't know what you guys would do tonight. Any clerical errors will be cleaned up. We'll publish this for the public to be available on our website. We'll publish tab versions, nice versions for the assembly members to take home with them. And happy to show members of the public. I'd encourage you, we spent a lot of time, 6 months to 6 months auditing, 6 months budgeting. So it's the product. And again, thank you to Robbie, Matt, for their work on this, because they did a lot. Appreciate it.
Assembly Member Morrison.
I just have to say that this is probably the cleanest, easiest to understand budget presentation I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of them. The explanations are excellent. The clerical, that can always be cleaned up, but very easy to understand. So if you are interested in it, and you should be, it's your money, you should get a copy of it and go through it.
Assembly Member Powell.
I'd just like to say last year I made quite a few cuts on our budget, and this year I met with our city manager probably at least a dozen times on this budget, and I'll say that it's very lean. It's this budget. I went through it the last two nights, and I couldn't find anything to cut. So, I mean, I really appreciate all the work that the staff has done on this.
However, Assembly, we boxed ourselves in by setting the mill rate, and I don't know if I will ever do that again before mm-hmm. we complete the budget. I mean, it's fiscally conservative. It's the way that you run your own household budget, and it was a good exercise in, but it's heart pounding. And it's stressful to try to make everything fit. I still think, given the economic situation of the country, the community, I don't think the homeowners could have handled any more. And I'm glad we're reducing a fee or increase on the harbor. That's the right thing to do. All right, poll vote, please.
On the motion as amended, Assembly Members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Board?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to propose just a brief recess for allow people to leave if they want, namely some directors that don't need to be here if they don't want
to. Okay, I think the next item will go fast.
Yeah, why don't we go to the next item?
Yeah. Okay.